65 years old, and he lives in Long Island, runs a radio station in Islip, Long Island, that he owns, lives on a 30-acre estate, and ran for Congress against Pike in 70 and lost, and was in your office here in the, for the candidate photo thing, you know, plowed through, is very conservative, before the election had criticized you as being too liberal, before the 70 election, but he got off of that way and ran as a Nixon man. Said he agreed with all of your policies except family assistance, and he was outspokenly opposed to family assistance. Anyway, I called him and said, I was curious because I had just come across his book, and I found it was rather difficult to come by, and wondered what had happened. He said that he wrote it and couldn't get it published. He spent 4 years doing the research on it. Couldn't get a publisher, so he published it himself under a name of some kind, you know. And he ran some ads in some newspapers to get some sales going. Got a pretty good response on it, and got intrigued with that. And then went to Crown Publishing, who agreed to take on the store distribution for it on it. And they were going to, you know, to get a movie in the bookstores. And just at that time, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated.
And like a glassy second.
So both he and the Crown Publishing people decided there wasn't much point in trying to peddle the book at that point, so he quit. I said, is there any way I can get some copies? And he says, yes, I have 2,500 here. How many would you like? And I said that I'd like to buy 12 copies if I could, that there were very much interested in reading it. And so he won't sell it because he's sending the 12 copies. And he said, I think a publisher would take it now.
Really?
I said, why don't you go back to a publisher now?
Yeah.
Or have you thought about it? He said, yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. He said, with all these other books coming out now, it's getting to be fashionable. And he said, you know, my book isn't very well written. But he said, it's very well researched. He said, there's nothing wrong with my facts. The only point that's been challenged in it is some point on Chile and copper. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that I picked up a quote, and I got the quote accurately, but the guy I quoted was wrong. And so there is a factual error on that, but he said all the rest of it, as far as I can determine, as anybody's phrased, it's accurate. And I said, what are you doing now? What do you do to keep busy? He said, well, I've got a new project now. I'm about to start a citizens' lobby like John Gardner's, only it's going to be a conservative one, and go the other way. He said, oh, that's interesting. But I didn't want to get into pushing the book because I didn't want the guy is a little bit irresponsible. He's a promoter type. And I didn't want to.
I can tell the way it's written.
I didn't want to give him the chance to say the White House urged him to put it out. But what I will do is get the book, get it to some outside people, and get them to go back to it, saying, you know, we saw this book, something's going to be done with it. I think he could get a publisher to take it now and run a new printing on it. And he might agree, and a publisher might agree, to get a writer to clean it up.
Yeah, you could get a good writer. How about you can do it?
Or they can, you know, a publisher, you can hire a ghost type of guy with some writing talent. Because the work in that kind of a book is the research, writing piece.
I wonder if Hope Lewis can do this.
He's got ties to him and all.
They say there's a hell of a lot of interest in this.
Clint's got a publishing house, too.
Give it to Clint. That's a better thing. Clint's going to use his credit to this. I mean, he went whole way. I think he would have the writer to put on it.
Yeah, he would. Well, it was interesting. Campaign has been a masterpiece of fraudulent advertising. He's been prosecuted twice by the federal government in connection with advertisements for a health food known as Pound X for a chemical you spray on your lawn. Better Trade Commission ruled promotion to two products was misleading. As a former mayor of the village of Nissaquok on the North Shore, is on a estate of 30 acres fronting on Stony Brook Harbor. The main thrust of his campaign is that President Nixon needs people in Washington to support his administration. Pike's argument back was that he supported the Nixon administration better than anybody else on Long Island. Talked to Leonard. I didn't raise it because I'd sort of led into it to see what he was up to and what was going on. And he's here for just a couple of days and then he's leaving for Mexico.
Oh.
And they're going to spend 2 or 3 weeks down south of Acapulco in Tres Vidas. And then they're going to spend some more time off and then come back. And he says that they are going to live in Washington. The only reason he's here now is that Dave Packard forced him pretty much to take on the chairmanship of this Wolf Trap farm concert business, you know, and trying to pull that out because C.R. Smith had been handling it and screwed it all up. And Packard has spent $3.9 million into that and is planning to put some more in.
Why?
I don't know. Do Good Project. Kay Shouse has talked him into it or something, or he likes the idea, or I don't know. But he's interested.
Why doesn't he run?
He'd be awfully good, wouldn't he?
Right.
He's so blunt and sincere.
Can you call him? Yeah. Remember, he was going to join for that meeting. But if it was my pension rest, I said, you've got to be in touch with him, you know?
Yeah, this is what happened.
Did you talk to him? I mean, you better call him.
Because I did.
Well, Packer,
I guess I called him and I missed him.
He wanted something, but why don't you raise the point that I raised the point that I'll discover? Why doesn't he run? Ask me. He'd be a hell of a governor, too. He'd be just a hell of a governor, you know. He's compassionate, nice, everything that a governor needs to be, and yet he could run the goddamn place. Terrific governor.
He just might do it, you know. He's got enough of a feel of politics and all that, but
I wish he would let him talk it on this thing, but I agree with him. And I was trying to think of some guy or something. You've got to call him time, but Conley won't do the other. Conley.
Yeah.
So he's got some other plans. That'd be good to talk also. We knew at the time it was a problem, but I don't think we anticipated at the time. I know, Bill's just great on it, but right at the present time, he wanted the job.
Well, but it was his view that he wasn't the right guy for the job, for just almost precisely what you just said.
And we thought we could back him up. Remember the talking paper said, well, we back him up and so forth, we can build him up.
But that is it. It doesn't matter how you back him up. He's had the
backing
up.
That, he just we've given him more time than I've ever given Craig. I try all the time, I get him in, I have a ride with me, and you know.
But he just isn't the guy for it. It's not his fault. Himself a national figure. You ought not to be modest about it, pretend he's just a local boy changing parts.
No, he should not do it out of Texas. It's just not good out of Texas because that's it. Basically, he's a national figure, not a Texas figure anymore. That's the point I wanted to get across.
pretty bad. I think they were surprised that the non-food stuff was as bad as it was. They knew food was going to be bad, but I don't think expected the other to be quite that bad.
Well, we may have a reason now. That's what they talked about this morning.
No, O'Connell said this morning in our meeting. I mean, Schultz isn't there.
Well, Schultz won't have a lot of reason.
No, but I mean, this subject didn't come up.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys, though. You feel so strongly about this. You know, all for us. It's been a lot getting into the cold and so forth. And I think part of that curse is that perhaps, as I told him, I said, well, I could go out and do everything. And it's not going to be nice to people and say nice things. It's hard to do because some of these people want to work out. But part of it may be fact that we have to face it, our strengths, our weakness. We're just about, we have basically our whole administration's group of goddamn good managers. They aren't the gushy, you know, we love you, sort of a thing.
That's right, and there's, that is a weakness.
That is true.
And it's not a curable weakness except by changing the people. You can't make these people be that.
No, sir. You couldn't take Brian Gerber for a time and make him a charismatic leader for Christ's sake. If you gave him a wig and other things, he's just basically a very dull, I hope, good manager. That's all.
Yep. Seeing one is a great guy, but it's a fascinating meeting with each other.
That's right. But it must be wrong.
Absolutely.
You're right, they should be in this office still. It'll be harder.
Make themselves feel worthwhile.
And that's made it. They've always got to feel programmed to operate a ship. And operate a ship. This is one thing that I do think we're weak on speed track. I think we're weak on basically the domestic counseling approach. We're programmatic as hell. Hey. decided they're gonna create an energy of heartlessness, meanness, coldness, and anger, and so forth. God damn it, Bob, that's the way it's gonna come true. You agree?
Yeah. It's that I'm seeing it in like small scale. It's really kind of fascinating. The news we may not carry my story. It could be the best that all could happen.
Good. Great.
Because in New York is rejecting everything that's coming in because it's all good. They haven't been able anywhere. And they've scoured the country. They've been working this thing their whole force, apparently.
Sure.
They can't get anything, anybody who will say anything bad. The worst bad stuff they've been able to get, apparently, is several people on the Hill who have said, yes, Haldeman is a son of a bitch. But they've instantly, in every case, said, because the job that he holds is one that requires a guy to be a son of a bitch, and there's no way he can be anything
else. I know this is what they're getting.
We're getting it back from Henry Truett, who Truett is scared to death. He has told Newsweek now that if they run, if they distort the story on the basis that they keep trying to, because they keep trying to push the negatives, they keep coming back to him on getting bad stuff and all. He says, if you do it, I'll be lost. Down here, I'll have no credibility because everything I've gotten, and I've written an honest story, I've written the facts, and everybody else who's done the research on the other stuff from around everywhere else has gotten the same thing. See, what they're getting is a straight line thing that Haldeman is tough and cold,
sure,
but he is totally honest and totally selfless. And what he's doing for the because it's what needs to be done, not for his own gain or for vindictiveness or anything like that. And that's they've gotten that from the bad guys as well as the good guys, apparently. The point is driven of that. Someone else, you know, a couple of years ago, they were doing a major story on me for Time or someplace, and they dropped the whole story because they couldn't get any bad stuff. True, and say they dropped this one, and it says it's the way it looks. They push so hard for the stuff they can't get that they're either going to have to run it this way, which they don't want to do, write a distorted story, which they'll have real problems with, or drop it. But it is, that's the
whole business they want to get across, you know, concern.
Of course, you know, if you got across
the last press conference, I had that. I had told him, I said, you know, did you hear what I said about, I asked me a question about the elections and how that happened? I said, you didn't hear. What is it?
Sorry.
I never do.
Sorry.
They will not use anything of that sort.
Sorry.
Because it goes against the image.
Had he heard? I bet he didn't know what you said. If he gets a transcript of your press conference, you'd think he'd read it.
Well, I don't know that I got that precisely. Maybe he did read that.
I'll bet
they all read the transcript of a press conference. That's the point.
Well, he ought to, because he's right.
Nah.
They
that bullshit. They don't read the transcript.
But you know, if you had Crosby noise in here, I don't think he'd agree with that one. Basically got the Ray Price view that they want you to be respected, loved, and everything.
They want you to be loved, but they also want the president to be one who cares about the people, and he's right about that. I don't know what the Christ we could do. I said, I'm not going to do any gimmicks. And of course, I did that for John's money.
Yeah.
Because John would be in here saying, Christ, I took it out of that Negro high school here. Christ, I don't know the worst injury he ever did. Those things don't come up from
That trade school out here in the Northwest.
Not the hospital. What the hell? They never come off. You know that. Nursing homes and the ranch. Home for the incurables. Poor old Dick Marpat to run with us. Didn't get to a goddamn bit of good. None. All these parties we do for the old folks, for the poor folks, and so forth. Well, we've done it since like nobody's business. No one wants us to know anything about those. It's not part of this. You see it again, though. Have Ziegler and Connie, two pretty cold people. Should they won't put that stuff out? They can't. To them, it's not news, and it isn't news, by God.
Problem is, to
difference with the candidates is, and I told him this, I said, with the candidate, let's face it, and with Roosevelt, you know, they say they were 50 yards from here. I said, why, of course. I said, he had, the press wanted him to appear that way. And I said, because they like his views, they don't like my views. As far as candidates, and I went into the black panel, I said, he didn't care about the blacks. Did you ask any people who were at his White House what they thought of him? What they think of him? You asked him. I said, I like him. Not in the circle way, the way Johnson did. Because I went to school with him, I played the football team, but I considered as human beings. This is another thing of it. Maybe it's one of the people could get out of the way. I've suggested many times somebody would question the helper out here. Question serious, question helper. But I don't know that any of that will get through. If you can, maybe right. See, Buchanan says, first you need to get across, and second, there's a good thing to do. Isn't that what he says?
Yep.
Why is it a good thing? Because if you can't have both, you can't get enough across strongly enough to be
without hurting your
club. Guys on the other side, what do you do? I think you can get some of it across. I think you got to keep trying to get as much as you can across.
Well,
right. But you can't get your hopes up right about it.
Well,
you
sure,
I can't worry.
You know, enjoy it.
That's right.
But I'm not going to try to go out and go on. Like you said, do an interview. Just feel my eyes.
Not
what
the hell good. It's perfectly
happy. What good did that salt interview you?
None.
You know,
they didn't humanize.
No,
no, that's right. Because they don't write the humanizing part.
Well, there were a hell of a lot of humanizing part. You didn't use them.
But they don't use that. They try to get the stuff in
our news.
Make some stimulating for them.
Yeah.
But you see, you take the, you go on the program, what the hell are you? It's what others say about you. Of course, that's where the Kennedy Center on us in spades. They had a chorus of people saying, I mean, and so did Johnson.
But they had people to say it to who would listen to it and then do something about it too.
They would use those little deaths.
I agree.
We draw our people
to our hands out and
nobody, I believe it. I think you're right about it. I think
you find God, you find John.
Small scale, it's really kind of fascinating. The Newsweek may not carry my story. It could be the best thing that could happen.
Good. Great.
Because in New York, the bad stuff they've been able to get, apparently has sunk several people on the Hill who have said, yes, Haldeman is a son of the bitch. But they've instantly, in every case, said, because the job that he holds is one that requires a guy to be a son of a bitch, and there's no way he can be anything
else. I know this.
We're getting it back from Henry Truett, who Truett is scared to death. He has told Newsweek now that if they distort the story on rejecting everything that's coming in because it's all good, they haven't been able, it's just that they keep trying to, because they keep trying to push the negatives. They keep coming back to him on getting bad stuff and all. He says, if you do it, I'll be lost down here. I'll have no credibility beginning. They've scoured the country. They've been working this thing their whole force, apparently.
Sure.
They can't get anybody who will say anything bad. The worst bad stuff they've been able to get, apparently, has sunk several people on the Hill who have said, yes, Haldeman is a son of a bitch. But they've instantly, in every case, said, because the job that he holds is everything I've gotten, and I've written an honest story, I've written the facts, and everybody else who's done the research on the other stuff from around everywhere else has gotten the same thing. This is one that requires a guy to be a son of a bitch. And see, what they're getting is a straight line thing that Haldeman is tough and cold.
Sure.
But he is totally honest and totally selfless. And what he's doing for the because it's what needs to be done, not for his own gain or for there's no way it can be anything.
I don't know this is what they're getting.
We're getting it back from Henry Truck, addictiveness or anything like that. And that's, they've gotten that from the bad guys as well as the good guys, apparently. The problem is driven of that. Someone else, you know, a couple of years ago, they were doing a major story on me for Time or someplace, and they, Truett is scared to death. He has told Newsweek now that if they run, if they distort the story on the basis that they keep trying to, because they keep trying to push the negatives, they keep coming back to him on getting bad stuff and all. Says, if you do it, I'll be lost down here. I'll have no credibility because everything I've gotten, and I've written an honest story, I've written the facts, and everybody else talked the whole story because they couldn't get any bad stuff. True, next day they dropped this one, and it says it's the way it looks. They push so hard for the stuff they can't get that they're either going to have to run it this way, which they don't want to do, write a distorted story, which they'll have real problems with, or drop it. Research on the other stuff from around everywhere else has gotten the same thing. See, what they're getting is a straight line thing that all of it is tough and cold.
Sure.
But it is, that's the
whole business that nobody wants to get across, you know, concern and so forth about this. God,
of course, you know, if you got across the
entire
he is totally honest and totally selfless. And what he's doing for the because it's what needs to be done, not for his own gain or for vindictiveness or anything like that. And that's, they've gotten that from the bad guys as well as the good guys, apparently. The point is driven of that.
I told him, I said, you know, did you hear what I said about, I asked me a question about the black sheep sitting down there? I said, you didn't hear. Why did you just?
That's right.
I said, you didn't hear.
Someone else, you know, a couple of years ago, they were doing a major story on me for...
Because it goes against the image.
Had he heard it? Well, that he didn't know what you said.
Had he heard it, did you watch it?
If he gets a transcript of your press conference, you'd think Time or someplace, and they dropped the whole story because they couldn't get any bad stuff.
Well, I don't know that I got that precisely.
True, next day they dropped this one, and it says it's the way it looks, they push so hard for the stuff they can't get that they're either going to have to run it this way, which they don't want to do, write a distorted story, which they'll have real problems with, or drop it.
Maybe he did read that.
I'll bet
he did. All read the transcript of a press conference. That's the point.
Well, he ought to, because he's right.
Nah.
Editorial.
They read the bullshit. They don't read the
transcript. But you know, if you had Crosby noise in here, I don't think he'd agree with that one. Trade school out here in the Northwest.
Not that. Sure. They will not use it in that sort of hospital. What the hell? They've never come off. You know that. Nursing homes and the rest.
Sure.
Because it goes against the image.
Had he heard? Well, that he didn't know what you said.
Had he heard? Did you watch it? All for the incurables. Poor old Dick Marple.
transcript of your press conference, you think he'd read it?
Well, I don't know, but I got that for a second, and he did read that.
I bet he did.
They all read the transcript of the press conference. That's the point.
Well, he ought to, because he's right.
Nah.
Editorial.
They did that bullshit, they don't read it.
But you know, if you had Crosby noise in here, I don't think he'd agree with that one.
Probably for the old folks, for the poor folks, and so forth, along. We've done it since, like, nobody's business. The one was just all in confidence, in time. Part of it, you see it again, when you have Ziggler and Connie, two pretty cold people. Should they won't put that stuff out, they can't. To them, it's not news, and it isn't news, by God.
Probably
the difference of the candidates is, and I told him this, I said, with the candidate, let's face it, and with Roosevelt, he used him, they say they were 50 RC.
Liberals basically got the rate.
I said, why, of course. I said,
they want you to be respected, loved, and everything.
They want you to be loved, but they also want the president to be one who cares about the people, and he's right about that.
Well,
I don't know what the Christ we could do. I said, I'm not going to do any gimmicks. And of course, I did that for John's
money. Yeah. Because
John would be in here saying, Christ, I took it out of that Negro high school.
Trade school out here in the Northwest.
Not that hospital. What the hell? They never come off. You know that. Nursing homes and the rest. Home for the incurables. Poor old Dick Marpad to run with us. Didn't get to a goddamn bit of good. None. All these parties we do for the old folks, for the poor folks, and so forth. Well, we've done it since, like, nobody's business. Buchanan says, first you need to get across, and second is a good thing to do. Isn't that what he says?
Yep.
Why is it a good thing? Because if you can't have both, you can't get enough across strongly enough to be
without hurting
your club, and you guys on the other side of the street can do it. What do you think? I think you can get some of it across. I think you got to keep trying to get as much as you can across.
Well,
but you can't get your hopes up right about it.
Well,
you
sure,
know, I can't worry,
you know, enjoy it.
That's right.
But I'm not going to try to go out and go on. Like you said, the one was just all that incompetence and time.
Part of it, you see it again, when you have Ziggler and Connie, two pretty cold people. Should they won't put that stuff out? They can't. To them, it's not news, and it isn't news, by God.
Probably
the difference of the candidates is, and I told him this, I said, with the campaign, let's face it, and with Roosevelt and Buchanan, they say they were 50 RC prepared. I said, why, of course. I said, he had the press wanted him to appear that way. And I said, because they liked his views.
Good interview, Spielman.
Now, what the hell is good? It's a perfect day.
It's a
good
interview.
What good did that salt interview you?
None.
That's right.
Because they don't write the humanizing part.
Well, there were a hell of a lot of humanizing part.
You didn't use them.
They don't use that. They try to get the stuff in
our news.
Make some stimulant for them. Yeah. But you see, you take the, you go on the program action. What the hell are you? It's what others say about you. Of course, that's where the Kennedy Center on us in Spades. They had a chorus of people saying, I mean, Angela Johnson.
But they had people that wanted.
As far as Canada was concerned, I said, I went into the black middle. I said, he didn't care about the blacks. Did you ask any of the people where his White House, what they thought of it? What they think of it? You asked. I said, I like it. Not I don't know that any of that will get through.
Maybe right, see if you can, it says, first you need to run across, and second is a good thing to do, does that make sense?
Yep.
Why is it a good thing?
Because if you can't have both, you can't get enough across strongly enough to be.
Without hurting your.
And you pass on the other side, because if you can do it.
What do you?
I think you can get some of it across, I think you gotta keep trying to get as much as you can across.
Well, right.
But you can't get your hopes up, right?